And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Life's Halt doing Hysteria from the comp of the same name. I am Dan, and I have some friends here that are gonna we're gonna play some stuff, and we're gonna talk about some stuff. And who's going first?
So I am Amanda, and I am here with Kimia.
Yeah, it's Kimia.
And we are going to actually combine our sets, and we picked a kind of a mixed set. The first one that we're going to do is going to be Body Pressure. It's Femme as F*** Hardcore, and they're from Austin, Texas. Their demo came out a few months ago, maybe even a lot of months ago. The tape comes with a lot of glitter, which I really f***ing like. And I guess we're going to play that for you now.
That's what we shot up this out there. Over that this out there. That's what you shout out, you shout there.
La libre, ayuda. La casa de la libre, ayuda. So this is Kimia. We wanted to focus on playing gender inclusive and POC punk from now and the past. So a lot of the bands, as for me as a Middle Eastern person, I wanted to focus on, including a lot of rad Middle Eastern bands that are coming around now or are from the 1970s, Alien Culture.
Alien Culture, which was the last one we just played, it was Asian Youth. They're from the UK from the late 70s with the Pakistani members.
Yeah, and so after Body Pressure, we played Haram from New York City, their song Blood.
The vocalist Nader was recently unjustly investigated by the FBI because of Haram's lyrics and imagery. And it seems to be like a problem that's just on the rise, and it's really f***ed up that they would target someone, especially in the punk community, when we're allowed to be outraged at what's going on in the world. And then after that, we played Final, which was a band that recently toured the West Coast. They're from Bogota, Colombia. It was their song Ciudad, and they have a really sick female drummer, and I was like really into them. I didn't know about them before, and I'm super glad that they came out. And then the last song that we're going to play is going to be
Siakal, a band from Toronto. A rad band that has Farsi, actually, lyrics, and really proud as an Iranian-American to play this band for you guys.
Yeah, Kimina recently showed me this band. They're new on the scene. Their demo apparently sold out pretty quickly, and I contacted them, and hopefully they'll be selling more soon. So check out their Bandcamp. Their band name is
Siakal. It's a city in Iran.
So it's we think spelled
Siyakhal, I cool. believe, but it's phonetic. So
cool, awesome. So here, yeah. That is. So these guys actually recently, I believe, played a fest in Toronto, super new on the scene, pretty stoked to have heard about them. I guess the last thing we just want to talk about before we move on to the next set is with everything that's going on in the world right now, people are like extremely bummed out about our current pick for our new leader, and we've seen a rise in violence and hate speech, similar to the rise of white nationalism following Brexit. And one thing the UK did to show solidarity for marginalized people in their community was to visibly wear a safety pin on their clothing. I've been seeing a lot of posts on the internet calling for the US to adopt this movement because by wearing a safety pin, you identify yourself as an ally that stands against racism, sexism, and any kind of bigotry. And this small act will make those targeted by racist bigots feel comfortable knowing that there's an ally close by. And I know all you punks out there probably have a few dozen safety pins lying around, so pass them out and help keep your community safe. And if you're fresh out of safety pins, I'm sure there's a big business like CVS or Walgreens you can easily lift them from.
So next we're going to hand this off to Nicole, who's going to take off and play some good music.
Hey, I'm Nicole, and this is a song by Human Bodies, a band from Boston. The track's called Resolution. It's off their demo. All right. We'll be right back. Nicole again, and that was a track by Arnott Pavel. The track was called Unorthodox Funeral Procession. Those were two black metal punk bands around. That demo just came out like 3 years ago, so it's a little bit old, but it's sick. And up next, I'm going to be playing Crime Watch. I think they're from New York.
Yeah, Crime Watch.
All right. Thanks for listening.
I'm going outside. Don't fall back to you. I
Hey, this is Nicole, and that was Malacca with Tradito off of the RIP recordings, pretty much just all their EPs from 1984 to 1986. Before that was In the Shadow of the Swastika by Sadist. Before that was Peach Generation by Crime Watch. And I'm going to hand it over to Amanda.
Hi, Amanda and Kimmy again. We're here to play another set. It's a lot of punk favorites that are all charged in one way or another with government, military, police, like things that are going, that things that have always been going on in the world that are definitely still ring true now that, with what's going on.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of talk about how last Tuesday night we elected a bigoted, sexist, white supremacist as president. And in the days since, our community has been in a stage of mourning and unrest. There's been some really nasty, well, not nasty, but like there's been some really amazing protests that have had some pretty nasty police response at them.
In Oakland, police were tear gassing people and shooting rubber bullets at people, and it turned crazy. People were lighting fires in the middle of the street. They were smashing cop cars, smashing big business. It's like all things that I believe are completely warranted for what's going on. Like, what is going on is absolutely unfair.
Yeah, and I mean, they're also targeting people that they know are activists. So it's really important to get as many people out there as possible, especially if you're like fresh faces. Get out and protest.
Also, make sure you wear a mask. They're looking for people who are in like leaders of support or who have been protesting before, and they find their faces because they didn't wear a mask. So always wear a mask at these protests and continue to fight and support your community.
Yeah, I think another thing that's really important is for people in the community, especially you know, POC, queer, gender marginalized people, to practice self-care in this time.
Stick with your friends. Take care of your friends. Not only your friends, take care of your community. Maybe you have neighbors that have problems. Maybe you have a mosque down the street from you. Find people in your community and lend support, whether it's protecting them during service.
Yeah, and also, you know, take care of yourself. As a Middle Eastern woman, I've had a lot of conversations with, you know, fellow Middle Eastern friends that are, you know, sometimes go up to 4 hours, sometimes are on the phone. You know, there's tears, there's laughter, there's a lot of things, but share those experiences with people that have that same life experience as you. I mean, I can't speak for other, you know, POC groups, but I know it's really important to have those connections in times like this, and it's a therapeutic process to have that sort of dialogue with, you know, someone that can understand you in a way, in a certain way, especially, you know, knowing that people are going to start getting targeted. So take care of yourself, take care of others. And it's our job as punks to, you know, rally and support our community, support marginalized people, and, you know, Trump, the police.
Yeah. ACAB.
Yeah.
So the next song we're going to play is Flux of Pink Indians, because I want to marry a tube disaster.
Can you smell the new smell traveling through the air? Aye, I can, lad. It's a-coming from over there, over the hills, down in the valley. There's no buildings there. There's a nuclear power dump site. Someone doesn't care. Parliament says it's safe. But why not bury it there? We'll be right back.
Okay, so you might have heard that last band before. They're this band called Discharge.
Discharge.
We played Never Again.
Discharge.
And before that, we played Rip from Basque Country. We played Anti-Militar. And so, a few things we really like we're thinking about during this little break when we're playing music is that there is a lot of graffiti out there that promotes hate, and it is on the rise. And we really need people to carry around spray paint cans, carry around buckets of paint, like anything to cover that up. Because if people keep that message up, then other people are just going to repeat what they see.
Cover it up with something good.
Yeah, cover it up with something good.
Yeah.
Get a good tag name.
Yeah.
All right, so up next, we are going to play The Partisans' Police Story, followed by The Kids' Do You Love the Nazis?
Dixon, you're gone forever! Hold up, speak, say you're drunk now on your feet.
right, Amanda and Kimia back, probably the final time. I want to talk about some cool, positive punk meetups that are happening soon. So the first of which is, will actually come first, which is on Friday, December 2nd.
Yeah, it's a Manic Relapse fundraiser, DJ night. We're going to have some 90s
hip-hop. We're going to do some rock and roll and some 77 punk and 9 till question mark. We're still looking for a venue, but we may have one nailed down.
It will be in Oakland.
It will be in West Oakland. We don't want anyone to drink and drive. Hopefully there will be some sort of punk run bar. Also this night, it's going to be a meetup for everyone in the Bay Area who plays an instrument and is interested in throwing their name into a hat. And at some point in the night, we're going to have kind of almost raffle style where we pull about 4 or 5 names from a hat and then have all those people start a band. So we'll have a drummer, guitarist, bassist, vocalist, or if there's other people with other instruments out there.
No punk sax.
Maybe punk sax. Someone wants to do punk sax. They can do whatever they want. So everyone will put their name in a hat, and then we're going to pick some random bands. You might end up with in a band with your enemy, or you might end up in a band where everyone's a little bit too busy and never has the same days off. So hopefully we'll have at least 5 or 6 bands that survive, and about 3 months after that gig, there will be a gig that will have all of these new weird bands that may be some like metal, hardcore, punk, dance, weird mashup stuff.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to make some new friends and not have band practice with them.
Yeah, and start new bands, because the Bay Area really would love to have some new music in the area. But I guess you don't necessarily need to keep that band, but maybe we can get something weird that will stick around.
Yeah, or just do something cool and weird.
Yeah, we always do something cool and weird, so. So the other thing that we want to talk about is the Manic Market, which is going to be December 17th, which is a Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m. There's going to be Dunk Tank, Bounce House. Yeah, I said Dunk Tank and a Bounce House. Photo booth. Yeah. We're going to have a bunch of punk shit, a bunch of records, a bunch of leather, a bunch of jewelry. I am making metal badges, all your favorite punk bands. And then who else is going to be there?
I don't know. Where is it at?
We got, what is it? There's going to be Foolish Fetish. She's going to be selling some cool patches, pins, and like noose earrings and things like that.
Lots of cool
vendors. Yeah, there's going to be lots of cool vendors. There's going to be some zines, including SOS Zine, run by the Chick Darby. It's a zine that raises awareness against violence against women and violent crimes. So you should definitely check out SOS Zine. It's going to be really rad. Part of the proceeds go to women who have been abused.
Yeah, and one other thing, I'm doing like a bit of a call out, asking for people to, like Middle Eastern folks in punk bands across wherever.
Across everywhere.
Across everywhere.
The world.
Yeah, you know, Middle East, Desi, Arab, you know, Muslim bands, you know, reach out to me, and I want to know where you're at, because I've got some stuff in the works.
Yeah, so just hit up Maximum Rock and Roll. Their email is, hold on, I don't exactly know their email.
What's the email?
Email is mrr@maximumrockandroll.com.
Yeah, right, attention Kimia.
Yeah, attention Kimia, and then say forward straight to my spam file. Just kidding.
All right, so that concludes our little section. So we are going to pass the torch. What do we got next, Dan?
So thank both of you very much. Got some things to fill out the rest of the show. Some songs that I've been thinking about and listening to over the last few days, and I think are worth hearing. This is In School doing Bloodlust.
Let's go.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Pure Disgust doing White Silence. Very relevant song right now in the wake of what's going on. I want to tell fellow white people to not be silent, not be complicit. Also, check yourself and don't take up too much space. Before that was Allergic to Bullshit doing Palm Cards Water, and to start things off with In School doing Bloodlust. And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.
I want to thank Kimya and Amanda and Nicole for their music and their words. And I have one more song. This is Los Crudos doing Del Pasado al Presente.